Over the last couple of days, it must seem like I've been thumbing through the pages of my old Latin dictionary, though this was last seen in my hands approximately 30 years ago. First, the phrase ignis fatuus, which I applied to former Presbyterian moderator Dr. John Dunlop, who has been acting like the deceptive gaseous light that flickers over a swamp, leading men to destruction. Today the Latin terms are Evangelii Gaudium. Not my choice of words, but the title of an apostolic letter from Pope Francis released in 2013. Translated into English, the title reads The Joy of the Gospel. This document has been applauded by Roman Catholic websites, by Anglican author Philip Seddon, who claims to write in order to renew the evangelical centre and assures us that this wonderful and inspiring document could certainly provide some wonderful quotations for Christmas. And by Dr. John Dunlop. Going by what I read in the Belfast newsletter this morning, it appears that when faced with my criticism of him for wholeheartedly recommending the Pope's book, he has fumbled for reverse gear, but still tries to defend his folly by quoting the one statement from the entire 224-page document that sounds something like the Gospel. I can assure you that virtually nothing else does. However, even his best quote does not stand up to biblical scrutiny and is not carried out in Catholic practice. While the Pope speaks of the basic core of the Gospel, the heart of the Gospel, the very heart of the Gospel, he gets it wrong on each occasion, every single time. For this simple reason, absolutely vital ingredients of the Gospel are always missing. While the objective good news of God is correctly tied into the person of Jesus Christ, the subjective part of it, that is repentance from one's own sin and personal faith in Christ alone, is always omitted. The tragedy of being lost without Jesus Christ is also downplayed. For this reason, nowhere in the document are unrepentant unbelievers called to repent and believe in Christ. According to the outworking of this papal gospel, non-Catholic Christians are already united to him in baptism. Jews don't need to convert. With believing Muslims, the way is dialogue, because together with us they adore the one and merciful God. And other non-Christians are also justified by the grace of God and are associated to the paschal mystery of Jesus Christ. The gospel the Pope presents is not a message of salvation from God's judgment, but instead access to a fuller measure of a salvation that is already given to all mankind. According to Francis, therefore, mission is painting Catholicism throughout the world in happy colours, extending the fullness of grace to a world that is already under grace. This is the old heresy of universalism. Can I be joyful about this deliberate and destructive misrepresentation of the Gospel? Can I bask in this false hope? Should I join with the other false lights over the swamp and praise the Pope for doing this? I need to take my lead from heaven. I am told by Jesus, Luke chapter 15, the verse 10, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth. The true gospel of Jesus Christ is the good news that Christ, the righteous one, died for our sins and rose again, eternally triumphant over all his enemies, so that there is now no condemnation for those who repent of sin and believe in Christ alone. For them there will be everlasting joy. In this message, I rejoice. But there is no joy in the Pope's gospel, because quite frankly, nothing is ever joyful about a false gospel.